Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean and RJ, seems like things have settled down in terms of power being restored. So props to all those at Encore, all those who helped out, as I'll finally be able to go back home today. I had to make the decision before the hotel checkout yesterday to try to reserve the room again, or go home and roll the dice and sit in the house without any TV or electricity for work. And I decided to book the hotel for a second straight night. And then at about 4 p.m., I checked my home camera, and it looked like the ceiling fan was going. So I was like, okay, that must mean power is back. That happened after I went and took all the ice for the meat in the freezer.
Ooh.
That was the concern.
How many bags of ice did you have to transport?
I bought four. I brought the Yeti cooler in the house to keep it cooler. And now today I have the decision to on what to eat or not. Of like I had
or cook.
Nick and Sam's leftovers in there from my brother on the weekend. Wingstop leftovers. Ooh. What to throw out. I know what my head is telling me. But I have a...
Bring it up to the station?
I have a very... No, I'm not going to get other people sick, possibly.
Yeah. What day did you go to Nick and Sam's?
That's a great bit, Sean. You lay it out here into the kitchen, and you just... The way that people scavenge over food up here, man.
This is all basically Saturday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Now, yesterday I went and
okay.
And felt the food. The freezer held up for the meat.
Sure.
That was good.
Because it wasn't opened at all, right?
Right. All the ice cream melted. I had to throw, obviously, all that stuff away.
Bummer.
But I don't know. My big dilemma is the leftovers from the weekend. I know my head is telling me to toss, but this is going to be my big dilemma for the week.
It's 3 hours or 3 days.
Sean does not like to toss food out, though, for the people that are listening. So this is a really... This is like an internal battle going on.
Gut-wrenching. There's leftover shrimp that I found in there yesterday.
Oh, no.
And
goodbye.
That's goodbye, but it sunk my stomach to see it.
They say
it
3 hours out, 3 days in.
3 hours out, 3 days in. Okay.
All right. So you're on the third day anyway.
Yeah.
And with a compromised fridge, I might...
Toss.
Yeah, I would probably toss.
Yeah.
But well, RJ, you're familiar with tossing your meat. I just really stepped all over that.
But I think I saved the tomahawk. I saved the short ribs. I saved the ribeyes. All those are in the freezer in my house.
Well, you saved like damn near $100.
I saved all that, but I have a lunch quandary today. I have a lunch issue.
Mm.
So going back home after the hotel stay.
So... How would you rate the hotel stay? The sleep. You said you got good sleep the first time.
Oh, my. The sleep is amazing.
All right, very good. That's all that matters.
The sleep is incredible. Fantastic. I just can't sleep in the heat. I physically cannot do it. Roy knows. When we all go on the road, we freeze him out.
We do. And if we don't have air conditioning, we complain the entire time about, even though it's 70 degrees
I hate
in Oxnard.
The only bad thing about Oxnard, besides waking up at 2:30 local time, is... No one in California believes in having air conditioning. We can just open the windows. And I'm like, it's not my fault.
Dang hippies.
God made me this way. If I wake up in a pool of sweat.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I know.
I never can have my feet under the covers. They always got to be kicked out.
I put my sheets on backwards, up, you know, inside out the other day. I haven't changed them. And I've noticed I'm sweating more in bed. I wonder if my sheets, for whatever reason... Only sweat right on the right side.
I thought you had the no sweat sheets.
I do. That's the problem.
Bragging about those yesterday.
I put them on inside out. I wonder if that's a thing.
I mean, far be it from me as another man to question your sleeping habits.
Yeah.
But I do notice that if you're warm, why not get rid of the shirt? You sleep in a shirt. You sleep in a shirt and gym shorts.
The T-shirt I don't think is causing me to sweat. And it gives me a buffer for when I do sweat versus stickiness. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I will go that route. But I wanted to thank Jesse Holly. He's like, I'll come by and pick up your food for you. I won't eat it. But I'm still a little worried all the damage is not done. I went to the anniversary dinner last night, tried to go to the same place where we had, you know, first drink, sit at the bar. I go back up there. I try to pay the tab. I say, let's sit down for dinner. Power out. Italian place right by the AAC.
The power went out there?
That's last night at 6:30 p.m. The whole block right there by the AAC with this restaurant, all the power went out.
Did you have to Venmo the check-in?
There, I was like, are you guys really going to sit here and charge me? Like, you've inconvenienced me. You didn't come and tell me that your power went out. I had to go up to the bar. And he's like, well, I have your credit card. If it comes back on, we'll run it. And I'm like, what do you mean if it comes back
on? Is he like pressing it against the paper and then really quickly kind of doing the card deal?
I should have ordered the Louis, whatever overrated that is. 14, 13, but no, it was two drinks, so I'll see if I get my card charged from this restaurant, but I had to bail. I had to leave.
Of course you did. You can't stick around a place the power's out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's their problem. I guess it's not their problem, right?
It is their problem. They don't control. I think it's their problem.
Well, it's like, is the weather the airline's problem?
No.
Right? Like, they don't control if the power goes out. I guess that's what I would. Like, it wasn't their fault the power went out.
So hopefully everything is restored for you in your life and those who, of course, had it much worse than me or Kavanaugh did. But apparently it's going in, out, in, out. Jeopardy James. Oh.
This what a bet. Kick in the pants.
What a kick in the pants. Jeopardy James made $2.4 million in 33 show appearances, including the $2,000 he made for finishing second in last Monday's show. But here comes the IRS in California.
Yes, so he is taxed up to 37% by the IRS.
Woo!
And then California, they want an extra 10% of that as well. Because he does not live in California, by the way. He lives in Nevada. However,
money earned, though.
Money earned in the state is taxable income in that state.
Gosh.
So if you're a baseball player, if you're a Ranger, you have no state income tax, but considering you play so many games a year against the Angels and the A's in California, when those games are in California, you get taxed at the California state income tax rate of your bracket. Well, that's 47.6% of his total winnings were cut by taxes. So 2.462216 goes down to 1.29.
Oh.
$1.2 million in taxes.
Man.
Phew.
Wow.
Now people are going to say, okay, it's still 1.2, but 47% gone just like that?
Just like that.
I feel bad. I feel a little bad for the guy.
I do too.
Tiny bit bad for the guy. So that's Jeopardy James getting half the winnings basically gone just like that. All right, Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Let's get to the sneeze queen.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily get this.
Anyone out there have a sneeze fetish? Have you ever heard?
Yes.
No way.
In that I love to sneeze.
What?
And if I have a sneeze, I can't wait to get it out. It makes me so angry. When I get to the precipice, to that point of just about to sneeze, and then it falls away, and I try to find it again, but if I could sneeze like 5 times in a row, I would. I would.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it feels, I love it.
But is it because of you're getting rid of the irritation of the sneeze, or you love the feeling?
I love the feeling.
I've never heard of this in my entire life.
I hate it. I am scared to death. I feel like my throat's going to burn up and explode.
Oh,
and
my
heart's going to stop.
You love sneezing?
It feels so good. I don't know why. It's satisfying when you're done with it. You can kind of give it that big, achoo! That over-exaggerated coo at the end.
What was it?
There's a girl named Abby Haywood at Leeds Arts University.
Gotta be an artsy girl.
Guys are paying her to record sneezing videos. Seriously.
And this girl looks like a young Aunt Janice from Sopranos.
Yes, good call. She started selling sneeze videos in January, and by March, she had made over $750. She's considering it a part-time job. Average videos cost $30, but the sneeze queen can make over $100 for just one custom sneezing video.
Did you see how she does it?
No.
She has a tool that she sticks up her nose.
Oh my God.
To force herself to sneeze.
Ooh. I saw that on her Instagram page. I did not know what that was.
Don't know if I'd go that far for my love of the sneeze.
Yeah. This is like who
I want to know who has a sneezing fetish though to watch it.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird fetishes out there, but whatever, man. But a sneezing one, like you're turned on by snot.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And one of her nicknames is the Snotty Bee.
Yes, it is.
Not Cardi B.
Yeah.
The Snotty Bee.
That's a good
She
nickname.
Sneezed 11 times in 5 minutes, 37 times in 3 hours. She's getting all kinds of money. I'm doing the math on this thing. It's like, how? How do you sneeze that much? How do you force yourself to sneeze that? The inside of her nostrils have to be, like, rotting away from all this.
Yeah. You'd think that it would tear up. We have a report, Roy, of a THC overdose.
Fake news.
Is it fake news?
Fake news. Let's see how I can stomp this fake story out.
There's never officially been a death apparently caused by overdosing on marijuana until now. If you believe this coroner's report, the guy is 100% sure that a woman overdosed from having too much THC in her system. 39-year-old Louisiana woman died in February. It was unexplained until, the physician is a she. Dr. Christie announced she had overdosed on THC. Fake news?
100% fake news. Now, I understand this coroner has been employed at this same position for the last 31 years. Might be time to take the license away.
The woman's boyfriend, who was with her before she died, said she was using a vape pen to smoke marijuana. The doctor believes the high amounts of THC from a strong strain, along with using a vape, caused a respiratory depression, which stopped her breathing.
She had a THC level of 8.4 nanograms per milliliter of blood, 15 times the discretion threshold, whatever that means.
What type of strand could be this strong? What are the strongest strands?
There are some really good ones out there. Gorilla Glue is one that's popular. Although they forced them to stop using that name, the glue company actually filed a lawsuit against marijuana companies, so now they can't use Gorilla Glue officially. I'm a fan of Sweet Island Skunk. That's one of the better ones.
Okay.
It's one of the good ones. Most people say like OG, Big Daddy OG or something to that effect would be very powerful. But in this case, again, vape pens these days, it is very difficult to determine how much like actual THC is in them versus other potential carcinogens that could be involved. There are a lot of counterfeit products when it comes to vape pens out there relative to marijuana. So it could be something involved there that they found. And I suppose there is a possibility that you could just like over panic and then have a heart attack as a result of like panicky. And
yeah.
But if we were to take this case to be true, that the first ever marijuana death from overdose actually occurred, we would be having thousands of them a year. Because
yes.
Americans use marijuana billions of times over the course of a calendar year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.